Hello, hello, hello. What's going on? What's going on, good peoples? What's going on? I am here today on a Friday. Just wanted to tap in with y'all and speak on something that's been near and dear to my heart. And something I want to, you know, address and just talk about, period. Years ago, you know, we'll just jump right into it. Years ago, I was dealing with a lot. I didn't understand how to vocalize my emotions and my feelings, so I kept everything in. And, you know, probably wasn't the best thing. In fact, I'm gonna say probably it was not the best thing to do, because we live in a world where if you show those things, you're deemed as weak. You're deemed as a punk. You're deemed as whatever it is that can connect to weakness. Any word you can think of, right? I was raised like that. I was told that, you know, you shouldn't cry. You shouldn't do this because, you know, you can't show emotions. You weak. You're a punk. You a sissy. You that. You this, that, and third, right? And I heard that from family, you know, friends, whatever the case was, you know, if you cry. So I would just suck it up. All right, you know, I can't show no weakness. I can't show no vulnerability. I can't do none of that. And the sad part about it is that we grow up feeling like that's how it's gonna be, period. You get into a relationship, you don't show this connection, therefore you lose the connection because maybe the female wants you to be that, but you can't be, you know? And the unfortunate thing is that, you know, the stigma is now claiming lives back then too, but it's like this, man. I'm gonna say it, I'm gonna be clear, I'm gonna be real clear. Black men out there in this world, the suicide rate is going up and up and up. Black men, please, I beg of you, if you need to express your feelings to the top of the T. Do not walk around here hurting in silence. Please, I'm begging you. I am begging you at the top of my lungs to where I can scream it. Do not walk around here with hurt on your heart, feeling like you can't showcase your emotions. You are not weak. You are not a sissy. You are not a punk. You are not any of those things because you want to show who you naturally are. I know what we were told as young men growing up. If you lived in a black household, you know. If you have, whatever the case may be, I just want to put it out there because I'm tired of going online, going on social media, going on the news and seeing that suicide, I understand suicide is evident. And I'm just tired that we are the leading race of, as far as gender, whatever the case you want, however you want to label it. But black men, you can be who you need to be. Be that for your, if you have kids, be that for your kids. Many, many years ago, I had a rough spot and I contemplated suicide myself. But I just couldn't go through with it. I couldn't go through with it because it was just something telling me like, I belong. I felt like I said, nah, man, I can't do it. I couldn't. I wanted to, but I couldn't do it. And what I was dealing with was the confliction of just not having as opposed to having. You know, you want to be in a certain spot in your life. People treat you a certain way, but they don't know what you're dealing with. You understand what I'm saying? They don't know exactly what you're dealing with. So I'm going to say it again. Black men, you are strong. You are important. You are a very important individual in this world. Your contribution to this world is needed. Now, I love my black sisters. I love my Puerto Rican sisters, my Puerto Rican brothers, my white sisters, my aunt, who I love. I have nothing but love for everybody. But this message is to my brothers. I don't mean no disrespect. I mean no disrespect. You know, I am a black man. I'm half black, half Puerto Rican. And I don't ever want it to be a thing of like, of what I choose and how I choose in my pocket. No, this is just me talking to my brothers. Talking to my brothers. Because I know what it feels like. And I'm quite sure a lot of other races, you definitely, but you look at the numbers. You know, you look at what's going on. And you see, man, black man, suicide rate is almost up 85% from 85%. Nah, man. You look. I mean, it's like you seeing these numbers. You're like, even if they, I would say this. Even if you look on the news and you feel like the news is just probably putting on whatever, let's still speak to it. Let's still speak to it. You have life in you, black man. You have life in you. It's important that you continue on your legacy. Teach your son to be okay with being himself, his true self. You understand? And not just falling within that margin. We are more than athletes. We are more than just whatever these medias and these individuals label us. We are important. We matter just as much as anybody else in this world matters. So black man, please look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself, if nobody is not telling you, love yourself, embrace yourself, be strong. You know, if you need therapy, go see a therapist. Speak about your problems and stop hiding them. And this is for anybody, at that case, anybody. But on the soul thing, you know, all my brothers out there, if you're hiding and you feel like that is tearing you up, go speak to a therapist. And when you feel comfortable to be yourself, then come out and be your true self. This is for all black men. Gay, straight, I don't care what you are. I want you to live. I want you to live, and I want you to overall just understand that life is beautiful. And don't take yourself away from your family, your friends, your wife, your husband, whoever. Understand that. I couldn't be a motivational speaker if I didn't speak to every black man out here in America or Germany or everywhere in this world. No matter where you at, your footprint is needed. And me, I'm comfortable to tell. I'm just so comfortable and I'm a realist. I'm honest. You know, I'm honest in how I do things, and this is just coming from the heart. This is passion right here, because I'm a black man. I have a son. I'm raising a black son. My daughter, my son is no, my son is just as important as my daughter is. They're equal. There's no if, but you know what? You gotta be you gotta teach them different, because of course they are, you know, they're different as far as gender roles, you know. But as far as like just, I would tell her the same exact thing. I'm telling her, black man, please, black woman, please, live your life and enjoy your life. If something is bothering you, please, I beg of you, please, to see a therapist, see a doctor, do whatever it is that you have to do to get your mental health together. Please, you know, it's getting out of hand, and it's up to us to take on the battle and be there for one another. And hold down one another and talk to one another and let one another know that you're just as important as anybody else. You're not less because you feel a certain way. You're not less because you may like this or you may like that. You're not less. You're a human being. You're a beautiful black human being. You're special. You know, and again, I'm not a person that just looks at the one side. Okay, I am a person that says when I see something and it hurts me and it pains me because I'm connected to it, because of I'm this or I'm that, whatever. I wouldn't, man. Look, after, like I said, it goes for all black men out there that are dealing with pain and emotion, that they can't be them true selves. Whatever it is that you're dealing with, black man, if you listen to my podcast today, tomorrow, next week, next year, next month, it doesn't matter. Please understand that this message is important. It is very important that we live our lives. Stop living in fear. Stop living at the brink of someone else's what they want you to be. Live for yourself. Live for yourself. You know, I definitely wanted this one to be a short one, but a long one because, short one in a sense because I want to get my message across, but a long one because I'm going to keep saying it. Black man, please live your life. Please live your life. And stop. Stop looking at TV. Stop looking at everything else. Give everything else a break. And give your attention to yourself and live. Enjoy your life. Go out and do whatever it is that you need to do. Speak about your hurt. Speak about your hurt. I did not learn that until I was well into my late 20s to my 30s, how much hurt and trauma I had in my life as to why I was having anxiety attacks, PTSD, whatever the case you want to, whatever you want to label it. I am none of those things. I am a black man in America trying to figure my way. I was placed here, didn't ask to be here, but I'm here. Okay? Dealing with whatever I'm dealing with, that's just it. That's just the gist of it. You know, but all I can say is to my brothers out there that are dealing with anger, dealing with all of that, dealing with PTSD, dealing with all of that, get you some help. It is okay to be vulnerable, man. Stop thinking that it's a weakness. It's not a weakness to stand up and say, you know what, I'm hurting inside. I feel like the world is on my shoulders. Tupac was the most vulnerable rap artist. And that's why people gravitate to him, the younger generation down to the older generation, because he spoke about being vulnerable, taking accountability. Yeah, he was who he was, but I mean, at the same time, he tried. You got to give a man that, or a woman, you got to give him that. So my message to you today, black man, please love yourself, get help. Stop fighting your battles by yourself if you don't need to. And with that being said, I wish y'all number peace, love, and success, motivation. a blessed new year. Y'all won't hear from me until the new year comes in. I'm gonna get y'all some time to get y'all affairs together. But love is love, man. Stand on your 10. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with your friends. Move how you're gonna move. No betrayal. Trust. Love. Peace.